We are a week away from being asked to go to the voting stations across the country to mark an X next to a political party candidate or independent candidate of our choosing, as well as a political party that we want to represent our interests in the various municipalities and metros where we live. Today, we focus on Gauteng, where you get to have all of your questions answered. The provincial electoral officer for Gauteng, Thabo Masemula, joins me on the line now. Thabo, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you, Africa, and good morning to your lovely listeners.
We saw the DA holding their final rally in Johannesburg over the weekend. It is believed that the ANC and EFF will be descending on Ekurhuleni on Friday for their respective final rallies. How are things looking as we left with literally a week before the local government elections on the 1st of November?
Our preparations are at an advanced stage. We have concluded our last training sessions yesterday. We have recruited and trained approximately about 42,000 men and women who will be manning our voting stations, starting with the special votes on Saturday the 30th and Sunday the 31st, then the big day, which is the 1st of November. We, with respect to our logistics, those are in place. We have already distributed bulk election material. We are already receiving ballot papers at our provincial warehouse, and those will then be dispatched to undisclosed storage facilities. We are pushing for the last training of political party agents this Wednesday. On Thursday last week, we held a training of and a briefing of domestic observers. So our plans, as I've said, are on track. We are pushing very hard to deliver a quality election and an election that is legally compliant, regardless of these truncated timelines that are confronting us.
Because ultimately, that is your job, is it not, Thabo, as IEC, to make sure that, one, there's a free and fair election for all the registered South Africans who choose to participate to do so in a way that is indeed free and fair. But there's a lot of compliance issues that you have to adhere to as the IEC in order to make this a credible election.
That's correct. We had to do everything in line with our legal framework, in line with the provisions of the Constitution, to deliver a free, fair and credible election. And that's what my team and I are actually focusing on, so that we fulfill our constitutional mandate of ensuring that South Africans, they vote and participate in a democratic election. So that has been our key focus.
We've seen the IEC's credibility being questioned this electoral cycle, first by the DA, who questioned the IEC's decision to allow for registration of candidates to open up again following that constitutional court ruling. And I know that that has been tested in a constitutional court and, of course, found that the IEC had done the right thing. Recently, though, Action SA is concerned around the Gauteng candidates that will or will not be included in the ballot. And what's sad about all of this is that the respective political parties are not taking any responsibility for some of their own actions that led to their exclusion from the ballot paper.
That's correct. We understand that the context under which this election is held is that it's a highly litigious environment. And that is why we are ensuring that we're not relying on common sense. We rely to the existing framework, legal framework pertaining to election management. So what we're focusing on is to ensure that, as I've said, we deliver a credible election, a quality election. That's how you silence your detractors, by delivering a good election.
The greatest challenge, though, for the IEC and the various political parties will be to convince enough South Africans to come out and vote on the 1st of November. What measures do you have in place to, I suppose, make sure that the majority of available voters will go out and vote on the 1st of November?
We have utilized all the available platform, digital platform, commercial platform, broadcast, community media, to ensure that we reach out to all South Africans to encourage them to take advantage of this opportunity to come out on the 1st of November to register. We've also used our social media to interface with young people, interact with young people, and also encourage them to participate and vote on the 1st of November. So those are some of the measures that we have taken as the Electoral Commission so that we ensure that the voter participation for these elections is better than the voter participation of 2016.
Is that your target, that you'll have more people coming out in the various voting stations in Gauteng than you did in 2016?
It is my target as the provincial head. In 2016, the voter turnout was sitting at close to 58%. I'm hoping that we'll breach the 60% mark, largely because these elections are actually taking place in the summer season. We are anticipating a pleasant weather, and we hope that will encourage voters to venture out and vote. Over and above that, as you know, we've put together and we introduced what we call COVID protocols to respond to COVID-19 at all our voting stations. So a person that will come to our voting station, which will be compulsory for that person to wear a mask, or social distance, will provide sanitizers as you enter the voting station. Inside the voting station, will social distance. There will be less interaction. We'll ensure that our surfaces are sanitized on a regular basis. And we have jettisoned the use of the indelible ink pen. We are using something that is akin to an earbud to dispense the ink as we mark the thumb of voters. So these are the measures that we've put in place. The pens that will be used will be sanitized, even though we encourage voters to bring their own pens. But those are the measures that the Electoral Commission have put in place. We have tested these measures in over 150 by-elections previously. So those measures are in place as well. We have kitted our electoral staff with the necessary PPEs. So these are things that we have learned from other jurisdictions that have held elections under COVID-19 Africa.
Let me ask this question from a listener wondering what measures the IEC has put in place to minimize corruption from IEC workers. He was referencing a 2016 report where an IEC worker was caught transporting ballots in Pretoria.
I don't recall the incident, but what we have done, once we recruit them, the men and women, the 40,000 men and women I spoke about, they get vetted. They get vetted, but also remember, in our democratic space in South Africa, elections are observed by party agents. We are running a transparent process, so all the activities that will be taking place at various voting stations, political parties that are contesting the elections are allowed to deploy two party agents, and independent candidate is allowed to deploy one agent that will be observing elections. Even counting is done in the presence of party agents at that specific voting station where voting took place. So we don't vote and then move to a secret location. Counting is happening, as I've said, in the presence of observers, where there will be party agents. It will happen in the presence of party agents.
And then let me ask this question as my parting question, Thabo. Issues of security and safety, of course, have not been a massive one in Gauteng as compared to KwaZulu-Natal, where we know that the Ministry of Police and the Department, rather South African Police Services, will later on today, I think, be holding a press conference regarding what the deployment of additional resources will be in the lead up to the local government elections. Do you have areas of concern in Gauteng as far as security is concerned? And if so, what measures have you put in place to ensure the safety of not only the IEC officials, but obviously the electorate?
Indeed, we have areas of concerns, but however, I'm comforted by the fact that under the provincial police commissioner, General Mawela, the province has produced an election safety plan that is sound. All voting stations in Gauteng, 2,815 of them have been assessed and they've been risk categorized. However, we know that recently there has been a spike of service delivery in some pockets of the province. And that plan is in place to respond to such cases, especially people who will be blocking the electoral staff members from accessing voting stations. So I'm pretty comfortable with the arrangements that have, safety arrangements that have been made, including escorting of sensitive material by SAPS and Metro Police in the province.
All right. We wish you certainly the best. Thabo, thank you very much. Thabo Masemola is the Gauteng Provincial Electoral Officer speaking to us about the IEC's preparation for the local government elections. On Monday, of course, the 1st of November will be the date when the majority of us will go out to the voting stations to go and put an X next to a political party candidate, an independent candidate of our choosing, as well as a political party for the proportional representation. But on the Saturday and Sunday, if you have qualified, special vote you'll be allowed to cast either at the voting station or IEC officials will come to you if you are infirm. It's 18 minutes past five.